Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another short little bite-sized political podcast on Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Thank you so much for downloading this. As always, so appreciate that. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this, which I also deeply appreciate. And now I want to talk to you about Crimean Follies. I haven't talked about this in a little while. And what's prompted this is I see that the United States admits to having secretly given the Ukrainian Kiev regime long-range missiles, long-range ballistic missiles to attack Russian forces. American officials have confirmed that the weapons are part of a $300 million aid package approved by Biden in March, and they arrived this year or this month. So it's amazing. Like the sums of money being funneled into the whole Ukrainian-Russian conflict are off the scale, absolutely off the scale. And I mean, you know, apart from the blood and death that these things bring, they also bring vast amounts of profit to everybody involved in the production and selling process of these missiles. Remember, it's always a grift that we're talking about. But apparently, these particular ballistic missiles have been used to strike Russian targets in what the BBC calls as occupied Crimea. Occupied Crimea. Okay. We'll come back to that in a second. Biden's now signed a further $61 billion for Ukraine. Boy, the wealth that's flowing here is off the scale. Apparently, previously, the US had been reluctant to send anything more powerful than the Army tactical missile systems, which it previously had, partly about concerns about compromising US military readiness, whatever that means. I mean, I presume what that means is that the Russians get their hands on one of these missiles, it doesn't explode and they reverse engineered and they've got the same thing. But anyway, Biden doesn't care about that stuff. He gave the green light to send this system, which can fire missiles distances up to 160 miles. Right, 186 miles. That's enough to get into Russia, isn't it? Imagine if you wanted to escalate and create a world war. What would you do? Oh, you would provide missiles to the Ukrainians that would enable them to do that? It says the longer range missiles keeps being referenced in relation to occupied Crimea. Now, I want to jump into this for a second because this is pure propaganda. For starters, it's not occupied Crimea. The Crimea was part of Russia from 1783 when the Tsarist Empire annexed it a decade after defeating the Ottomans in until 1954. So it was part of Russia for hundreds of years. So it was only in 1954, when Khrushchev, for his own internal political reasons, decided to offset it to Ukraine. So, you know, I'm not sure, 60% of the population or more of the Crimea are Russians. So it's occupied by Russians. It's been for hundreds of years part of Russia, but now, and of course, it's currently controlled by Russia. But apparently, yeah, it's not really Russia. It's occupied Crimea or Ukraine. Oh, Zelensky would love to visit there every day. It's kind of laughable. And if you go and read the history of why Khrushchev basically gave it away in early 1954, you discover it was all to do with all kinds of internal politickings by Khrushchev, who had succeeded Stalin, and he wanted to maintain his grip and power, and he was trying to triangulate. All kinds of different things was going on. In a way, it was a bit shameful that he did it, actually, but at that point, it commemorated the actual year of 1954 did commemorate the 300th anniversary of the reunification of Ukraine with Russia. So when you could argue, well, by Crimea being sort of returned to Russia, it was also another way of saying, yes, and Ukraine and Russia are one. I mean, this is the thing in all of this, you know, this is the thing that Putin tried to say talk to Tucker Carlson about. You know, there's history going back hundreds of years here. There really is. And it's a bit like the Middle East, which I, again, try to keep my nose out of, because things are deep and they go back historically a very long way. But anyway, I'm just simply saying that the Crimea is historically part of Russia and looked upon as so. And, you know, it's only occupied, it's been reoccupied by the power that controlled it for hundreds of years. Basically, Ukraine had it for 60 years. That was about it. End of. So there we go. The Americans are very happy to give these lunatics in Kiev long-range ballistic missiles. It'll be interesting to see if they try to use them, which I assume they will do, to shoot deep into Russia, and to see what the Russian response will be, remembering at all points that what the real game here is, can NATO provoke Putin into doing something very bad? So far, Putin, to his credit, has resisted. So far, Putin has been remarkably measured. But as we go through this election year in 2024 in the States, the Biden regime becomes at its most dangerous. And so that's why we see these long-range ballistic missiles being provided to the lunatics in Kiev.